And now, the rest of the story. FDR described the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor as a day that will live in infamy. Yet, to no one would the attack be more infamous nor more insulting than to the Mountain Men. I mean the rugged, rip-roaring, super-patriotic, all-American Mountain Men, who upon learning of the news of Pearl Harbor grabbed their old muskets and their hunting rifles and poured forth by the hundreds into draft boards demanding the right to fight for their country. The Mountain Men, straight and strong and made of iron. They astonished the Marine Corps DIs with their sense of discipline and precision. They kept their quarters immaculate. They marched like machines. They hardened themselves with wicked regimens above and beyond the call of duty, such as bathing in snow. They trained relentlessly in summer swelter that made the city boy Marines faint dead away. Admiring comrades in the Corps called them the toughest men on earth, the Mountain Men. Among the greatest challenges for the Allies in World War II was coming up with a code that the highly trained, ingenious Japanese cryptographers couldn't crack. The Japanese were so good at making codes that whenever we deciphered one, Rear Admiral Anderson called it magic. Nobody could beat him, not even the prodigious Germans, when it came to deciphering American codes. That is, until somebody suggested we enlist the aid of the Mountain Men. Now, obviously, none of these rough-hewn individuals had been educated in the field of cryptology. Yet what they lacked in formal schooling, they more than made up for in ways that already impressed the Marines and in other ways which the Allies hoped would confound the Axis. And so the Mountain Men, 450 of them, were recruited into their own school of secret communications. Of the 450 recruits, only 30 failed to qualify, and the rest went on to accomplish what nobody in the Allied forces had been able to do since the war began. They totally baffled the Japanese. They devised a code so impenetrable that throughout the remainder of the war, not one syllable was ever deciphered by the enemy. The Mountain Men came to be known as the Code Talkers. They traveled to battlegrounds everywhere for the purpose of sending and receiving vital secret information in a code which only they understood, in dense jungles and slit trenches, in beachfront foxholes and on bobbing assault barges. The Code Talkers huddled over radio sets, transmitting hundreds of messages, and the enemy shook their heads, and the war was won. In no small part because of our Code Talkers. Yet more amazing, perhaps, than their ingenuity was their fierce patriotism. For these Mountain Men were American Indians who, not eight decades previous, had been driven from their homes. They had been driven from their four sacred mountains of Navajo country, driven on foot more than 300 miles to a red man's concentration camp called Fort Sumner. And yet, despite this terrible indignity to those from whom they were descended, these Navajo enlisted in our armed forces in great numbers, and they served with incredible enthusiasm, even to the point of sharing with the white man one of the red man's most profound weapons, the uncrackable code. The code that utterly frustrated and astonished the Japanese. The subtle, powerful, intricate, wonderful Navajo language. And now you know the rest of the story.